Well, you begin the chorus with us, please. We'll do the chorus, then we'll go into the verses. And please sing along with us on the chorus when I give you this signal. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. There once was a lawyer they called Mr. Clay. He had but few clients and they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation he grew so afraid that he courted and married a wealthy old maid. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. She went to the washstand to bathe her fair face. Thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose in her cheeks quickly grew very faint, and he saw on the towel 'twas nothing but paint. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. She went to the mirror to take down her hair. When she had done so, her scalp was all bare. Said she, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. She hung her false hair on the wall on a peg. Then she proceeded to take off a leg. Her trembling husband thought sure he would die when she asked him to come and take out her glass eye. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Her husband was biting his quivering lips while she was removing her counterfeit hips. Just then her false nose clattered down on the floor, and the poor lawyer screaming ran out at the door. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. Now all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes, and a little bit later got quite a surprise. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man. He's a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate, a very unfortunate man.
Turn the page. Terry Bitt and Martin Griffin of Apopka. Again, singing original song.
I'm going to do is an original, or rather Terry's going to do it. It's one she wrote, and the second one we can't claim credit for, even though I'd like to, but I think you'll enjoy it.
I was born when the sun didn't shine. The moon was bright, but there wasn't much light. 'Cause I was born when the sun didn't shine. My mother says I'm a pretty boy, and my eyes are blue and filled with joy. But to me, my eyes, they're just a toy. 'Cause I was born when the sun didn't shine. I hear the music sung by the birds.
and his fine wife, Rosa, from Panama City. Zeke's a real old-time fiddler with a great collection of tunes and instruments, and he has his gourd fiddle. Notice it has diamonds on it. Zeke made the fiddle, and it's quite an instrument. Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Mr. Thelmer. My wife is out at this time, so she'll be taking
at this time, I'm going to play the great Stucklebird, which is a Bible concerning God's holy word. When you come to the end of a perfect day.
A.C. Reynolds Cloggers, and by the way, one of them has lost his senior class ring. 1970, please, if anybody has found it, turn it into the information booth, please.
Just wait one
minute. I just had that call. Oh, well, somebody a little deep back there, and they're hollering at each other. I thought they were hollering at me to say they'd found the ring. I hope we'll be lucky enough to find it. A.C. Reynolds Cloggers from Asheville, North Carolina. Gospel singers have been charming us all weekend, as they have in years past. Let's welcome them from Fort Myers.
I say a word of thanks to these fellas for all the trouble we've caused them and for their patience with us. We're going to sing a song that features our son Billy singing the lead on That Same Road.
I've been standing looking down a narrow road, trying to find my way back home.
That same
of directions. But you know, if we use our Bible as a roadmap this morning, as that we travel along, we certainly can't make any wrong moves, can we? I'm using my Bible for a roadmap.
Here somewhere this morning is the father of this fine singing, the father of this fine singing family, Bill Smith's father. And I wonder, did Frog go home? Bordeaux Brothers from Fort Myers. See? They heard you yesterday. And they want to hear more. We all do.
The sing is called The River of Jordan. Church.
Trio from Oval at Bell, Florida, Darlene, Arlene, and Marlene Overstreet. Let's hear them sing. This is their first time at the Folk Festival.
Our first song will be Poor Rich Girl. I'm proud to say my sister and I are Christians and we're serving the Lord.
You can use a calico by the time she wears a bath. You can use me tell if she's
that I asked her to sing it for us today. She belongs to a group called Words Fitly Spoken from Winter Park, and they will accompany her.
Thank you much. We have a song before this that was written some years ago, many years ago, according to us, because we aren't all that many in years, by a family, a man and his wife named Cole. 2 or 3 years ago, Peter, Paul, and Mary found this song and revamped it, rewrote the music, and came up with a very beautiful rendition of it. And then we found it and kind of added some things of our own, and we came up with this. It's entitled A Tramp on the Street.
Nails in his hands and nails in his...
Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Joseph and Mary walked through an orchard green. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. There were berries and cherries as thick as might be seen. Then Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger flew he. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from in Mary's womb. Then down the tallest tree that my mother might have sung. Then down the tallest tree that my mother might have sung. Then bent down the tallest branch till it touched Mary's hand. Cried she, oh look thou Joseph, I have cherries by command. Cried she, oh look thou Joseph, I have cherries by command.
We would like to leave you with a closing thought today, as befits our name. There was once, we think about change, we think about conformity, and we think about those of us who, I guess you might say, dare to be different. One day in Austria, in 1914, there was a parade, much like our own presidential parade that we had in Dallas in 1963. And in this parade, the Emperor of Austria was killed. And it started the bloodiest war that man had known till that time. It was a war to end all wars. But as we know, it didn't. In 1939, another war came along. We can't say it happened because it was caused. And a man named Adolf Hitler, fighting for what he, of course, believed was right, the superhuman race. But many people thought that he went about it the wrong way. However, he did have his followers. But one of the staunch followers' sons refused, and for it earned nothing but his own death. His father tells a story. We would like you to think about it as we tell it to you. So I told him that he
better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. But he answered, listen, mother, I will never kill another. They see.
Please report to the Valley Boys of Ocala with Frank McWaters as their leader. We'll end the morning program for us.
Thank you, Cousin Thammer. We got about three gospel numbers here. We hope you're going to enjoy. First one's just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me and then I left in heaven.
And you know the fire is burning. They will find. wandered so aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. And Jesus came like a stranger in the night, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
End of the 10 a.m. morning program, Sunday, May the 3rd, 1969. the beginning of the afternoon program at 2 o'clock, Sunday, May the 3rd, 1969. To the afternoon performance, the last in this particular series, we're glad to have all of you. We're going to be looking for you to come back next year and be with us. With the emphasis today on gospel songs and religion, churches, I know it brings back many memories to all of us. And I remember one Sunday evening, I was in a strange town. I wanted to go to church. I asked where the churches were, and they directed me. When I got there, there were two, one on each side of the street, just opposite. And I stood outside for a few moments listening, so I'd see which one was singing best. And I heard one congregation singing, "Will there be any stars in my crown when at evening the sun goeth down?" Just about that moment, the church on the other side came out, "No, not one. No, not one." Another memory that comes back to me was when I tried to do something for my church. It backfired, but my intentions were good. The preacher said there are not enough people coming to church, and says you ought to invite some more to come, particularly on prayer meeting Wednesday evening. I had only a few. So one cold Wednesday evening, just before prayer meeting, I stood outside and I invited people in. I was just a little shaver then, very, very small. Some people paid no attention, some laughed, some went on by. Finally, I waved the car down, and three men staggered out. I didn't know they'd been drinking. And I invited them in, they came on in. And the congregation was singing, and you know when people are drinking, they sing a little loud. And so people in the group began to look around. Who are these people, you know? Well, the preacher decided he had to do something, so he called on the audience for silence prayers. But they didn't want to be left out. Each one of them prayed for 15 minutes. And that took up about 45 minutes. Well, the preacher was beginning to get worried, so he passed the collection plate. And they were still in the program, so they reached in their pocket. Each one of them put in a $20 bill. Well, the preacher pronounced a benediction, and they left quietly. One of the members came up and says, "Preacher, who were those fellows?" He said, "Brother, I don't know." He said, "They sang like Baptist, said they prayed like Methodists, and they gave money like Presbyterians, but you know they smelt like Episcopalians." Well, today we come from all churches and all denominations, and Cousin Thelma makes all of us feel at home, one great big group. And you all know the fine work that she and her staff has done, so I take great pleasure in turning the meeting over to Cousin Thelma.
This is the eighth and final program in a wonderful weekend of music, tales, dancing. My, what a time we've had. I'm going to take time now to tell you, so many people have been curious about my dress, they wanted to know if I made it. Well, I'm not quite that old, because the dress is 1880s, and it was the dress of a matriarch of St. Augustine, who married Colonel Sanchez, and they settled early in life in Gainesville, Florida. He married her in New York, and they honeymooned on a Clyde Line steamer to St. Augustine. And this dress was called the Infair dress, or the second day dress in the trousseau, and it was as important as the wedding dress, because it was the dress in which she met his people. And she certainly had to have her best foot forward. We think the dress was made by the French sisters who founded the convent at St. Augustine. They were very poor and earned money for the convent with their needles. They were fine needlewomen. And I'm going to turn around and let you see it in the back, because it is so beautiful. I think the most remarkable thing about the dress is that I can get in it. And I've been wearing it for 15 years as a Sunday dress. Well, 17 years. Every program I've worn this dress on Sunday. And it would be bad for anything to happen to it, wouldn't it? But I thought you'd like to know about the dress. And now we'll begin our eighth program by a word, and I'm sure that she's equal to the occasion. The Reverend Josie Billy has gone home. He was a little tired, and they've taken him. But here to greet you in his place is the first woman elected president of the Florida Seminole Indian Council, Betty May Jumper. It's an honor to have her. Betty May, will you go forward, please?
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I've been looking forward to come here. This is my second time coming here. And I think Cousin Thelma and her crew have done a good job. It is an honor to be here. And today, especially, it's Sunday, and it's a beautiful day. And when I look around and see so many people of you, and it's a beautiful day, I thank God we live in America that we can worship and go anywhere we please to. No one has to tell us what to do. And I am thankful that my early childhood, I've become a Christian. So today, I am thankful that my people also following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ who had died for us. If it wasn't for him, we won't be here today. So I want to thank each and every one of you to listen to me. And before I go off, I have sing one of the Seminole hymns this morning, and I'm going to do it again for those who didn't hear me. It means that I'm a traveling through this world. When I go through, I will be in a beautiful land. Ya Majesty Mithgidan, Teho Yana Yo, Teho Yana Yo, Teho Yana Yo. Ya Majesty Mithgidan, Teho Yana Yo, Jesus, na pata de me ko sabad ye cha he cha me ko sabad ye cha he cha me ko sabad ye cha Jesus.
Thank you, Betty May. I know you want to go down Crafts Row and visit with her daughters and her husband in the craft booth and see the beautiful Seminole crafts that they have gathered there. Now, I want these people who are standing over here under the tree, this was sort of a refrain yesterday, to find seats, please, because you're blocking the view of the people sitting behind you. There are plenty of seats if everybody would move forward and sing for us. This is their first folk festival. We hope it won't be their last.
To say, Cousin Thelma, being our first time here, this festival is everything you said it was and then some. And we've had a ball. We'd like to sing a song that we learned from one of our favorite records, and it was sung by some of our favorite people, the Beers family. It's one of their songs. The name of the song is Sulphur and Molasses. When I was a youth and I lived on the farm, my mother's ambition was to keep me from harm. So when I got sick or came down with the flu, she doctored me up with the devil's own brew. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine oil. So when I got married and took on a wife, I guarded her well from the sickness and strife. I dressed her in silk till she looked very nice, and when she got fit, took my mother's advice. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine oil. Now we raised up three sons, both handsome and strong, and gave them the treatment when something went wrong. One was a preacher, the other a priest, the third he was honest and joined the police. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with this grease and turpentine oil. Now the preacher went wrong, into jeopardy sank. The priest, he was murdered while robbing a bank. The third, he departed before it was time from a large overdose of my pokeberry wine. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine oil. Now mother is gone, and my wife she is dead, and I am confined on the top of my bed. There's bottles galore at my head and my feet, but the one I love most hidden under the sheet. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine oil. Now as they were placing me down in the grave, you'd never believe the advice that I gave. I swear by the clods as they fall in my face, that here is the cure for the whole human race. Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine oil.